We're studying the halachot of tefillah b'tzibur. We started last week, so I want to mention two or three points. The first is the history of praying with minyan. So there's a sefer called Beit Elokim, written by the Mabit, and he says as follows: Tefillah b'tzibur lo hayta kodem achurban. Before the destruction of the Beit Hamikdash, there was no concept of praying with a minyan. Mizman Moshe Rabbeinu at Anshei Knesset Gdola, kol achad yamim palel biyichidut bebeito. People would just pray on their own in their house, whatever that meant, prayer, whatever it looked like. There was no sidur, there was no amidah, there was no words of tefillah. People would just say, speak to Hashem, ask Hashem for things, thank Hashem, etc. There was obviously korbanot, which is the main type of prayer, the main type of bakasha or slicha. Then he writes, there wasn't like a place where everybody gathered to pray in a minyan. Rak achara korban was only after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. When the Chachamim established the nusach of tefillah, that we have a sidur, we have an order, we have psukei d'zimra, so on and so forth, that at the same time they also established the concept of praying with the minyan. There is one possible earlier source that there was minyan even earlier than this, even from the time of David HaMelech, and that's mentioned in other sources as well. Now I want to speak about a halacha, which is on the topic of praying alone versus praying with the minyan, if you have the opportunity to pray with the minyan. And I'll preface it by just saying, before I say the halacha, that there is such a concept of a person praying biyichidut, praying biyachi, praying on your own, praying by yourself. Sometimes, and I'm sure everyone in this room could agree with this, and you've sometimes had a prayer where you prayed by yourself, which was more powerful than when you prayed with a minyan. How many people here have had one tefillah in their life where their tefillah by themselves was a greater tefillah than praying with a group? It happens. You're maybe in an inspiring place. You're standing on overlooking a sunset or a sunrise and some beautiful exotic vacation that you go on, and you're praying in a beautiful spot. And it's inspiring, and you feel like you're connecting even just by yourself. There is such a thing like this. But there's a general rule that if you have an opportunity to go to a minyan, that's the preferred way to be. So here's the halacha from Rav Avadi Yosef. Yeshomrim shamipalel bebeito. One who prays in their house, meaning prays in their house alone. Kishayeshlo beit kineset biiro, and you have a shul, you have a place where you can go to pray in a minyan. Says the Rav Avadi Yosef, and this is yeshomrim. Yeshomrim means some say, but it's a strong language. Lo kayam mitzvah tefillah. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah. Sounds like if you prayed alone, you didn't get the mitzvah of tefillah, and you're called a shachein ra. What's a shachein ra? You're a bad neighbor. You're not chipping in your community to help continue the minyan. Then even stronger, v'goreim galut lo levanav, and you're causing exile for you and for your children. U'mimela ein tefilato tefillah. Now, whether this is accepted lahalacha or not accepted lahalacha, that's not what we're here to debate. I just want you to consider this concept for a minute. Obviously, if a person's anus, if a person is sick and they can't get out of bed, or they're elderly and they can't get to shul, and they can't get to the Beit Knesset, then we know the halacha is, you should pray at the same time that the tzibur is praying. So this morning we're praying at 8:30. If a person couldn't get out of bed, put on your tefillin and daven at 8:30 from your house. You know there's a minyan going on at the same time in your city. You can be mechavein, and some say even the Shemona Esrei should try to be at the same time. But the idea is tefillah at the same time as the tzibur. But avoiding going to shul by being at home just because you're awake and you have the opportunity to go, some people say it's like an arrogance. It's like, who do you think you are? You're so special, you can pray at home, everybody else is making the effort to go to the Beit Knesset. It's not a great sign. So I'll just finish with one question, which is, why is it so this concept that when you pray at the same time as the tzibur, if you must be in such a situation, that it works. Why does that work? You're in the comfort of your house, you put on your tefillin, it's 8:30, 7:40, whatever the time of the morning is, and that's when the tzibur is praying somewhere in the Beit Knesset. Why is it, chaverim, what do you think, what are your thoughts? Take one or two comments, and then we'll continue with tefillah. Why is it that it works? You're praying by yourself, you're not praying in the minyan. But it's had at the same time, why does it work?
Because you're making the same effort to get up in that time.
Oh, very nice. You're making the same effort to be mipalel at that time, you just can't be in the Beit Knesset. That helps it be fulfilled. Another thought on this? Why it should work?
It's a matter of principle.
Pardon?
It's a matter of principle.
What's the matter of principle?
As in that you're still doing tefillah, in a sense, in your mind, you're still with the minyan. You're just
beautiful.
Not there with
them. Beautiful. Your tefillot, when you pray at the same time as the tzibur, somehow get combined with the other tefillot. I'll just mention one last point, which is, there is a halakha, there's a concept, that if you have two people in one room, even if it's not a minyan, and they can pray at the same time, even that is ideal. So if you and your brother or somebody in your family is at the same time, around the same time, you're not able to go to Beit Knesset, whatever it is, you don't have a minyan, then that would also be a preferred method, even one person, two people, up to nine people, which is not a minyan, to pray and be mechavein this manim at the same time. Everybody have a wonderful day. Ashrei.